on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Three new cases of mpox have been reported in Gauteng. The Department of Health says one is a 30-year-old man from the east of Johannesburg who recently travelled to Uganda. The other two, a man and a woman, were detected through contact tracing. The department says they are all in isolation and recovering. The latest cases bring South Africa's total since last May to 28. Yesterday, the World Health Organization said mpox remained an international public health emergency after deciding the epidemic still merits the highest level of alert. It warned that cases are rising and the disease's geographic spread is widening. There'll be a cost-cutting exercise in the KZN government, which the Premier says is designed to help departments navigate financial constraints. Tami Ntuli made the announcement in his State of the Province address in Pietermaritzburg today. He says the government of provincial unity inherited outstanding financial commitments from the previous financial year. He says these impacted on the budget for the current year. Ntuli says responsible financial management requires that they not only reduce spending, but also improve financial planning and fiscal accountability, as well as safeguarding service delivery. Finance MEC Francois Rogers is expected to give more details about the measures when he tables the provincial budget. ExxonMobil South Africa has begun winding down its long steel plants in Vereeniging and Newcastle. It's failed to secure government concessions on scrap steel pricing. A total of 3,500 jobs will be affected. The company has also cited high electricity and transport costs for its decision. Efforts to lower import duties and improve tariffs failed, worsening the situation. The company will shut down its blast furnaces from early March, with final steel production by April. The Justice Minister says she wants to see more action and less talk towards the realization of social justice. Minister Mamologo Kubayi launched Human Rights Month at the University of Johannesburg today.
Today's engagement is part of a collective introspection into the work of all of us that we have done over the years to advance the constitutional imperative of expanding access to justice for all, especially to the poor and the most vulnerable.
And it's understood more than 40 people are trapped by an avalanche in the Indian Himalayas. Local officials say almost 60 road construction workers were initially buried under the snow. 16 have been rescued and are being treated. Durban 28 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg and Richards Bay 29. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.